Welcome to this podcast about Snug Harbor and Chisik Island in Alaska. The article is produced by CoastView, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Snug Harbor is a historical cannery located along a bight on the west coast of Chisik Island, at the southern end of Tuxedni Channel, on the western shore of Cook Inlet, about 51 miles northwest of Homer and 56 miles southwest of Kenai, Alaska. Chisik Island is 6.5 miles long and situated at the mouth of Tuxedni Bay. The local name first appeared on charts by David H. Sleem in 1910. Tuxedni Bay extends northwest for 14 miles from Cook Inlet. The Alaska native name was initially published as Zaliv Tukuzit, or Tukuzit Bay, by Captain Tebenkoff in 1852. In the late 19th century, William H. Dahl of the U.S. Coast and Geodetic Survey reported the name as Tuxedni. A cannery was built at Snug Harbor in 1919 to process razor clams and salmon. The razor clams were hand-dug from the sand flats at Polly Creek, and the salmon were initially caught using fish traps. These controversial traps were outlawed after statehood and replaced by a gillnet fleet. For decades, the cannery was the only settlement in this part of Cook Inlet. A wharf facilitated the loading and unloading of freight, but there was no business other than the cannery. During winter, the cannery closed, leaving only a caretaker in residence. In the early days, even the wharf's timbers were removed because ice drifting through Tuxedni Channel would carry away the pilings. After sitting idle for a few years in the mid-1920s, the facility at Snug Harbor was restored in 1927 by its cannery foreman, Eric Freibrock. He operated the plant under the name Snug Harbor Packing Company, initiating a family enterprise that lasted until the cannery closed in 1980. In 1981, Alec and Harold Brindle, owners of Columbia Ward Fisheries, purchased the cannery from the Freibrock family. In 2000, the company sold the cannery and all its assets to the Porter family, longtime gillnet fishermen at Snug Harbor and friends of the Freibrocks. Today, the cannery serves as a wilderness lodge accessible only by boat or float plane. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the west coast of North America at coastview.org.